TV Campfire Podcast.
Have you seen it yet? OMG.
We're here.
I hate to sound like a broken
record. Oh, no! We're fans.
It just goes up from there.
Oh! All right, we got to a whole different level.
No, you didn't.
We talk TV.
She is the most useless one-dimensional character ever.
Premiere of Spartacus.
Vengeance.
Welcome to the show. This is a very special episode of TV Campfire Podcast. I recently got the opportunity to interview some of the cast of Castle. If you'd like to see some of the video of those interviews, you can check them out at wheatonopolis.com. But I've broken off the audio and I got a very special exclusive audio interview with Seamus Dever, who plays Detective Ryan. That'll be the first interview up. Sit back and enjoy. Let me start off. Thank you for taking the time. And my first question I have is, I've been a fan of the show from the very beginning. And in the first season, your character really didn't get a lot of development, I guess. But in the last couple of seasons, the writers spent a lot more time giving your character another dimension. And I guess my question is, from the first season to now, does the backstory that they've given you kind of gel with what you had in your head?
You're right. The first season was, they were sort of selling the relationship of Castle and Beckett, right? And so, you know, became a lot about that. It certainly does gel. You know, it's like one of those things that it was sort of set up like Kevin Ryan has all these things. I think the original breakdown was like Kevin Ryan, he's a younger member of the detective squad. He went to a couple years of college at John Jay in New York, assuming I studied, you know, criminology. He's always ready to come back with a one-liner, you know, and that was it. That was like it as far as the breakdown. And I talked with them, you know, as far as like where it was. And then, you know, I always in my mind played like, okay, well, let's see what they have for me. So I set out a lot of things of what my life was like, but you know, as far as Kevin Ryan, it was like, okay, well, he's got two sisters and we still haven't met his family. We still haven't met his sisters. So, I think there's a lot of road left there, which I like because, you know, we could do anything with. So, you know, the character is developing. It hasn't contradicted so far anything what I thought, you know, Irish American cop, not necessarily from an Irish American cop family. Is sort of what I've always played, that my family is very different, and we may eventually meet them.
Oh, that actually leads to my next question. I was going to say is, what would you like to see for the next season for your character? Any new aspect or surprise, something you'd like the audience to see about your character in the next season?
Yeah, I'd like there to be more development about, you know, his marriage. You know, he's a married man now, so that, you know, that changes you in a lot of ways, and so... I'd love to see the things that actually happen with Ryan contrasting everyone else who is single, you know, in the police precinct. So, you know, I love, like, on the episode that aired last night, I loved what Moira Kerlin wrote for me as far as Ryan looking at the world as a different man now, and that, you know, single women are no longer hitting on him or giving him the vibe, and that's sort of a different thing, and it all has to do with this ring on his finger. So I'd love more things like that. I'd love to see Jenny, my wife, in our home life. I'd love to see us out on more dates or socializing or some sort of police ball, you know, where we all get to meet Jenny and explore some of those things. So, yeah, I think I'd love to have more personal stuff, you know. It's always more interesting, you know, when you bring around the personal stuff and still try to do the mystery of Castle. And I like when the writers give us those challenges.
Excellent. That also leads me to the Ryan and Esposito dynamic / chemistry has been fantastic. And I was wondering, is that all written on the page, or are you guys kind of improvising, and kind of where does that come from?
Well, like a lot of the stuff, like our handshakes and things like that, that certainly is like behavior. I call John. He's basically our handshake captain. I'll say, we haven't done it that much this season, but I know in previous seasons I've been like, okay, come up with a cool one. And he'll go, okay, let's do that. All right. You know, and so there's a lot of the behavior that is certainly improvised or added by us. But a lot of the stuff they do write for us, you know, because they know that we're we play each other off very well. But I would like to think that it's sort of inspired by the fact that we're we behave together in a certain way that leads people down certain paths to write dialogue for us. That and I guess is a testament to their writing and our acting that it feels like it's fresh, like we conceived it in that moment that we filmed it. So. Yeah, I mean, it's both, I guess, is my answer.
Is there, since the cast is kind of an ensemble, it's becoming more of an ensemble, I'd say, is there any actor that you haven't worked with or that you even have that you'd like to spend more time working with?
I'd like to spend more time with two people. I'd like to spend more time with Susan. I don't know how that's possible, but I love Susan as a person, and we've known each other for a while. We're in the same theater company, so... I'd love to work more with Susan. I have no idea how that's possible for Ryan and Martha to hang out, but it would be funny. maybe she invites Jenny and Ryan over for wine, because that's sort of our relationship that Susan and I actually have with myself and my wife. You know what I mean? So that would be great. And, you know, there was a moment, it was funny, because we were shooting that dance, the dance episode, and there was a moment that I actually connected with Tamala, which was great because I love Tamala in real life. And I realized that Lainey and Ryan never really have any interaction. They've been doing a lot this season, putting Esposito and Lainey on the crime scene together. I don't know if you noticed that, but
yeah.
You know, they do that on purpose because they like to see the conflict still stemming at work and would they be able to, you know, get through their conflict and be able to, you know, do their job. And so there's been some, you know, nice dramatic elements, introduced because of that, so that's neat. But it, the other night we were filming the dance episode, and we played it this moment that got cut. You know, we didn't get to see it. A lot of times things like that happen. You know, these little moments. But it was Beckett was asking Ryan who the brother was of the dancer, and because Lainey was such a big fan of the show, she knew all the answers. So there was a moment where Beckett asked Ryan, and Ryan's like, I don't have that answer, and he's looking through his notes, and then Lainey goes, oh, it's so-and-so. And then I sort of ad-libbed a little bit of like a silent thank you to where I just mouthed it to Lainey. And there was sort of a nice little moment, like she was saving my butt. And that got cut, but that happens. And so like that led me to believe that, you know, why don't we show any more of that, like how Lainey and Ryan interact and what their relationship is like, because we've seen the Esposito element. So those two people is the long answer of it. It's Susan and Tamala. I'd like to work a little bit more with them.
Well, I was just thinking, just off the top of my head, it would just be easy because of the tension with Esposito that Lainey has, and because you're basically his best friend. That's an easy way for the two of you guys to interact. It's just a thought.
Right, to interact. Yeah. Absolutely.
Sorry. I was going with that.
No.
The next thing is Castle has a lot of themes episodes, like fairy tales and like steampunk and different kind of themes that they have. Is there any theme that you just are in love with that you really want to see on the show that they haven't done yet?
I guess I've been sort of into The Walking Dead lately, so there. I think Nathan loves zombies, so I think there's a fun episode that people are gonna like that's coming up. It's our second to last episode, and it's actually kind of exciting. So it's directed by Bill Rowe, who's been our director of photography for a long time, and he directed the Fantastic the Mummy episode in the second season. And this is right up Bill's alley. It's so cool. We're doing, I guess I'm allowed to hint this a little bit because the spoilers will be coming out. But it's zombie themed. That's all I'll say.
I was about to say, you're telling me it's zombies? Yes. Excellent.
There's zombie stuff coming, into the second to last episode, which is nice because I think there's going to be a lot of humor in it. And Bill Rowe loves the humorous stuff, and he's got a great sense of humor too. So we're really fortunate. I think we start that next week. That's going to be a cool sort of genre one. You know, judging by the fact of what he did with the Mummy episode, still one of my favorite episodes. I think this is going to be a lot of fun. So it's nice because we'll give people a nice little treat before we presumably go back into the darkness for our final episode of this season. I can only guess. I don't know what it's like, but it's probably going to be dark. I don't think it'll be dark as last year, but I'm sure there'll be some darkness that we go back into.
Well, I was just going to say, then which do you prefer, the super light fun episodes or the serious ones where you actually get to chew the scenery and do some serious angst, I guess?
Well, I guess I like both. It's fun. We haven't had as many dark episodes this season. I guess we sort of have, but, there haven't been as many sort of like emotional moments, at least for Ryan, this season. I like both. It's fun that we get to go both sides and do both things. I guess Ryan had an episode, episode 4 of this season that was fantastic to do the kick the ballistics episode was great. Then the contrasted with like the Ryan's wedding episode, Till Death Do Us Part. It's nice that we get to go stay on the same show without having to go find a new job and do all these different genres. So it's both. I like both.
Okay. So you guys do seem to have a lot of fun. I saw the panel and you guys were having a blast up there. So it leads me to believe that you guys all get along. So the question is, who gets to wear the crown of King of the Pranksters?
Probably Nathan, but we're always looking to, knock him off his perch. I think everyone believes that we sit around all day trying to mess with each other. And in some ways we do, but in small ways, not necessarily like pranks. Like there'll be something where we say something off camera to mess up the other person or give that person a look and to mess with them. They're small pranks, I would say, rather than big elaborate schemes. There's usually too much things to shoot to have big elaborate schemes. Every once in a while when the inspiration hits, but most of the time it's just messing with each other in little ways to sort of see if we can make the other person laugh. or get them to mess up their lines, or when someone's having a particularly hard time with their lines, there's certain, everyone sort of is fair game for comment at that point to see if they're like, really? Okay, come on. So little pranks is what the answer, but it's Nathan. It's got to be Nathan.
All right, and the last question, so I'll let you get back to your work. What is your favorite episode?
Well, I used to say that it was Double Down, which was, I think, episode 2 of season 2, even though we shot it as episode 4, but it aired as 2, and season 2, because that was a lot of fun. It was the bet episode, and it really had some great comedic moments. But my new favorite episode is what I got to do this season with that Kick the Ballistics. It was a lot of fun in a different way. It was complex. It was challenging. Rob Bowman really put me through my paces, and we worked really hard at that episode every single day. Moira Kurland wrote an amazing episode for me, and Marta Every, who's my favorite editor. She's not my favorite. I just have a relationship with her. A lot of times with editors, actors don't really get to meet, but Marta really cut the hell out of that episode in a good way. So I would say Kick the Ballistics. That was season 4, episode 4.
Next up is John Huertes, who plays Detective Esposito.
The sexiest man on television.
Who told you that?
Hey, me.
Did I get voted?
Yes. When's your CD going to come out with you and Tamla?
Probably June. Well, I put a song on there with me and Tamla, yeah, for sure. Probably June. What's going on?
How you doing? My quick question is, Ryan Esposito, partnership, relationship, do you guys get to improvise that, or how do you feel about it? Where do you want to see it go in the future?
We do get to improvise a lot of our stuff. Of course, it's scripted, and a lot of times what they do is they hang out with Seamus and I between scenes, between episodes, and they kind of sometimes take what they see between Ryan or between Seamus and John, and they just basically put it in an episode and then change the names to Ryan and Esposito, because Seamus and I are pretty close. We hang out a lot, and so I feel like the relationship is kind of translated to the relationship between Ryan Esposito. Man, Seamus has been trying to get to my house to work. I'm like, let him. I don't know what kind of tools he knows how to use. He wanted to help me work at my house, but you know, I actually like working on my stuff by myself. So we give each other advice. How about that on each other's houses? I might ask him to come help me with something this hiatus. Actually, some heavy stuff. He's gonna have to do some lifting.
He's the first one you call, right?
You know, I can't ask people to help me move anymore. I just hire movers because I've been asked so many times and I hate it. I don't care who you are. My mom could ask me to move. I'm like, oh, man, I'm busy that weekend, Mom. My back is hurting.
Did you get another puppy?
I did get another puppy. I got an Australian cattle dog. Yeah. A healer. I got a healer.
Background in the military, and that's come into play a little bit in the show recently. Would you like to see more of that sort of history come into the character?
Absolutely. I love military stories, stories that deal with former military members and how, you know, how being in the military has affected their lives, either positively or negatively, and how people are overcoming things. I love dealing with that. I love, you know, bringing, you know, a little of Esposito's history in, which the producers were gracious enough to allow me to help collaborate on and help kind of, you know, create who Esposito is, which is you know, just a gift, really. And I'd love to see a lot more of that. Yeah.
Next up is Molly Quinn, who plays Alexis.
This season, what's really been exciting is that your character's actually gotten to go out into the field and do a lot of things. What have you thought about that? Like, how do you feel?
Oh, I've completely enjoyed it. You know, it's been a huge breakthrough for the show, and I'm so thankful that the writers have, you know, allowed me to do that because, you know, it's a big risk kind of letting me go out of my box, and I'm glad they've trusted me to do that. And, yeah, it's been great.
Next up is Armian Bernstein, one of the executive producers of Castle.
Today's Castle's third birthday since it went on air, 3 years ago today.
Yeah.
How does it feel to be in an event where people have flown from around the world to attend it?
Feels like another day in my life, really. I wake up and it's a typical day for me, actually. I wouldn't want it to be any other way.
I was going to ask,
what are we doing tomorrow, actually? Same thing, right?
Yeah, right. If you could pick a kind of a theme or somewhere that the show could go, like just for one episode, like they did the fairy tales.
Yeah.
What kind of theme would you pick?
The theme that I would most want them to do is just go back to the 60s, because I'm a child of the 60s. So I'd like to see them go back into that era. I know we went back into the 40s recently, but I'd like to see them go back to the University of Wisconsin where I came from in the 60s. Go take a day in that life. That'd be pretty good.
Yeah. I think they should go to outer space.
Outer space. The Commitments, yes. Yes. I did produce The Commitments. I did.
I knew that.
What's the...
You know, Andrew...
She knew that.
Yeah. Andrew wrote Air Force One. I have a company called Beacon Pictures. And Andrew wrote Air Force One and End of Days. And when we were doing... when we were a few years ago, now 15 years ago, Andrew pitched Air Force One to us, and I said to him, is it possible that it could be about the vice president, because there's so many guys who can play the vice president, there's only a few guys who can play the president. And he thought about it, and he said, no, it's got to be the president. I said, no, you got to understand, it's the difference between maybe me developing this and not. He went, no, it's got to be the president. I said, well, who do you think we could get? You know, it's going to be Robert Redford or Harrison Ford. He said, yeah, we'll get one of them. So he's always been the most confident person about his work, right? I mean, he...
Very clear. He has
very clear thinking about his work and about his love, because, you know, she's great.
And finally, Stana Kotic, who plays Detective Beckett.
As the show's gone on for the last 3 years, your character has actually developed in a really interesting way. How do you feel about that character development?
I love it.
Specifically,
I feel that every woman is a mixed bag of everything. She's strong, she's vulnerable, she's innocent, she's fearless, intelligent, capable, needing help sometimes, you know. And I think that seeing all of these colors in her, in Beckett in specific, that's important to me because I believe that it shows a more fully formed female character. And it's not wrong for us to have a woman who is sweet, kind, vulnerable, strong, angry, ambitious, and loving, all in one package. We can do that. And I think that that's a character that I admire and look forward to continue playing, you know?
Thanks for listening, guys. If you have any feedback, send it to tvcampfire@gmail.com.